Chapter 52. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he began to reign. He reigned 11 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Hamutal, the daughter of Jeremiah of Libna. He did that which was evil in Yahweh's sight, according to all that Jerichaim had done. For through Yahweh's anger, this happened in Jerusalem and Judah, and he had cast them out of his presence. Zedekiah rebelled against the king of Babylon. In the ninth year of his reign, in the tenth month, in the tenth day of the month, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came, he and his army, against Jerusalem, and encamped against it, and they built forts against it round about. So the city was besieged to the 11th year of King Zedekiah. In the fourth month, in the ninth day of the month, the famine was severe in the city, so that there was no bread for the people of the land. Then a breach was made in the city, and all the men of war fled and went out of the city by night by the way of the gate between the two walls, which was by the king's garden. Now the Chaldeans were against the city all around. The men of war went toward the Arabah, but the army of the Chaldeans pursued the king and overtook Zedekiah in the plains of Jericho, and all his army was scattered from him. Then they took the king and carried him up to the king of Babylon, to Riblah in the land of Hamath, and he pronounced judgment on him. The king of Babylon killed the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes. He also killed all the princes of Judah in Riblah. He put out the eyes of Zedekiah, and the king of Babylon bound him in fetters and carried him to Babylon and put him in prison until the day of his death. Now in the fifth month, in the tenth day of the month, which was the 19th year of King Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, who stood before the king of Babylon, came into Jerusalem. He burned Yahweh's house and the king's house and all the houses of Jerusalem, and even every great house he burned with fire. All the army of the Chaldeans, who were with the captain of the guard, broke down all the walls of Jerusalem all around. Then Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, carried away captive the poorest of the people and the residue of the people who were left in the city, and those who fell away, who fell to the king of Babylon, and the residue of the multitude. But Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, left the poorest of the land to be vineyard keepers and farmers. The Chaldeans broke the pillars of bronze that were in Yahweh's house, and the bases and the bronze sea that were in Yahweh's house in pieces, and carried all the bronze to Babylon. They also took away the pots, the shovels, the snuffers, the basins, the spoons, and all the vessels of bronze with which they ministered. The captain of the guard took away the cups, the fire pans, the basins, the pots, the lampstands, the spoons, and the bowls, that which was of gold in gold, and that which was of silver in silver. They took the two pillars, the one sea, and the 12 bronze bowls that were under the bases, which King Solomon had made for Yahweh's house. The bronze of all these vessels was without weight. As for the pillars, the height of one pillar was 18 cubits, and a line of 12 cubits encircled it, and its thickness was 4 fingers. It was hollow. A capital of bronze was on it, and the height of the one capital was 5 cubits, with network and pomegranates on the capital all around, all of bronze, and the second pillar also like these, and pomegranates. There were 96 pomegranates on the sides. All the pomegranates were 100 on the network all around. The captain of the guard took Seraiah, the chief priest, and Zephaniah, the second priest, and the 3 keepers of the threshold. And out of the city he took an officer who was set over the men of war, and 7 men of those who saw the king's face who were found in the city, and the scribe of the captain of the army who mustered the people of the land, and 60 men of the people of the land who were found in the middle of the city. Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, took them and brought them to the king of Babylon, to Riblah. The king of Babylon struck them and put them to death at Riblah in the land of Hamath. So Judah was carried away captive out of his land. This is the number of people whom Nebuchadnezzar carried away captive. In the 7th year, 3,023 Jews. In the 18th year of Nebuchadnezzar, he carried away captive from Jerusalem 832 persons. In the 23rd year of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, carried away captive of the Jews 745 people. All the people were 4,600. In the 37th year of the captivity of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, in the 12th month, in the 25th day of the month, Evil-Merodach, king of Babylon, the first year of his reign, lifted up the head of Jerichaim, king of Judah, and released him from prison. He spoke kindly to him and set his throne above the throne of the kings who were with him in Babylon and changed his prison garments. Jehoiakim made bread before him continually all the days of his life. For his allowance, there was a continual allowance given him by the king of Babylon, every day a portion until the day of his death, all the days of his life.